Leak again at dummy half, trying to pinch one, then a little pop pass to Chandler. Chandler's only a metre away from the line. Sixth and final one. They would love another set of six. Can they pinch one from dummy half? He's over the line, he's got the ball down. That's a soft try, and a brilliant try for if you're a Batley fan. Everybody expecting the kick, me as well. Alistair Leake just threw a dummy and pumped the ball over the line and said, how easy is that, Scoy?
Greg Murdoch, how easy is that? And I'll tell you what a great start from the Batley Bulldogs, straight from the kickoff. The kick and chase from Bambani, the press of the Poranoukis to Rovers, exactly what they wanted, 35 metres out, and we were in that set of six. They've gone the full 35 metres. Alistair Leake says, tell you what, Oukis to Rovers, you don't fancy tackling me, I'm going for the four-pointer. What a great start from Batley.
Lunge, but a quality straight through. He's got Thornley on his side. Thornley's just jogging up. Thornley's got the ball. He'll level things up at one try apiece. Just that bit of quality that Sean Lunge got, hasn't he? You know, the first time that he's been involved in the game, through the dummy from dummy half, scooted straight through the middle of the defence, and Thornley was just jogging beside him, waiting for the pass. He got the ball, and Rovers hit back pretty much straight away. 5 minutes on the clock. It's Hull KR 4, Batley 6.
Yeah, Sean Lunge just showing all the quality there from dummy half, and it was just a missed defence, missed tackle there. It's the ruck area, the second marker, and Sean Lunt says, thank you very much. I'm going to go straight through that big hole there, and Thornley, as all quality centres should be doing, he's on the left hand side. Sean Lunt said, thank you very much, I'll create the 4 points for you. And Thornley, I say, Ulkester Rovers getting himself back in the game, but John Keane will be a little bit disappointed with that try.
Yeah, because they dominated the set as well, haven't they? The first couple of tackles, they'd won the floor, and then, as you said, just switched off at marker. And when you're playing Super League sides, obviously, you know, Batley in the division below, they've probably got away with that, but Lunt's far too smart. And in a poor season, Scoey, he's been a shining light for them.
Yeah, he has. He's been looking to Rovers' best all season. And as you mentioned there, Craig, in the Championship, they may have got away with that, but not at this level. And I say, Sean Lunt certainly took full advantage of it. Thornley supporting on his left-hand side.
Walker with the drive. He'll get to the 40-metre line. He's 20 metres in from the right-hand touchline. That dummy half on Lunt again, down the short side, forward pass, but the referee says no. Seo through a huge hole, he's got men in support, gets the pass on the inside to Mims. Mims will score the second try, back to back from Hull KR. Beautiful pass from the scrum half, Albert Kelly, right onto the chest of Kenny Seo, who sprinted down the touchline. Mims is in support, and back to back drives from Rovers, and that's a bit more like it, Scoey. There's an argument to say it was a forward pass, but we all know we played to the whistle, and the referee's whistle has gone to give the try under the post.
Yeah, it is. And say, this is what we expected from the Super League outfit here. And they say, just, you know, playing with that bit more enthusiasm, a bit more commitment, and playing with that bit of smartness. And Albert Kelly, what a cutout pass it was. Looked to maybe a touch forward, but the referee saw differently. And I say, the big man himself going down the right hand side touchline. And when I say Mins just on the back on the inside, all too easy, straight under black dots for the Ulkester Rovers centre, and just put his teammates back in the lead. But that's more like it from Ulkia.
Greenwood goes forward 12 metres away, back to Tilst in the middle. He will go, and a solid carry from him, still going. His big Dane Tilst, has he got to the line? No, he hasn't. Numbers to the left, if they can get the ball there. He's only millimetres away. Slow play of the ball. Lunt picks the ball up, gets the ball back to Kelly. Kelly fires that pass again. Mims has a little juggle, pushes away one, pushes away the second one. Has he got to the line? I think he has got the ball down. It's a good finish from Mims. He juggled with it first, but he gets the ball down. But that's harsh, really, really harsh, that on Batley Bulldogs there. But no sentiment in sports, Goey, is there? And Batley, you know, you've got to play to the whistle. They haven't got the calls. What they have got is another try conceded against them. And Mims with the try, Hull KR 16, Batley 6.
Yeah, Mims with the try, and I say a bit fortunate because the referee quite clearly got that wrong. But as you mentioned there, Craig, you play to the whistle, and say, well, Mims wasn't the best defence from Batley, but if you're not going to tackle the big guy, then he's going to say, well, thank you very much, I'm going to go this extra 5 metres. I'm going to get my second 4 points of the afternoon, and just maybe put Ulkins to Rovers now, just a little bit of control in this game.
Kakane picks it up, and then he hands it on to Mantalato, who goes further wide to Ken Seo, and Ken Seo sprints straight down the middle. There's four against one here. Has to be a try. Gives the ball to Kakane. Kakane should sprint in. He's going to get caught by Dave Scott. They're making hard work of it. Matty Marsh will step one, will step two, and he'll finally score. That should have been a try, a lot easier than that, Scoey. Still a try under the post from Matty Marsh, but it was four on one. Ben Kakane was treading quicksand, wasn't he? Dave Scott did well to get back to him, but the end result is still that 4 points, and it's 22 points to six.
It is the end result, but boy, oh boy, how hard did they make scoring that try? They should have scored it 10 seconds earlier than what they did, to be honest with you. But again, it's just a break down the middle and great passing, and did I say great vision from Oakes to Rowe was a big CO on the right-hand side there, and the support play from Oakes to Rowe was but great chasing back by the battle defenders, but just too many numbers there. And Matty Marsh, well, 10 metres out, he decided to go under the post, then he decided to do a bit of sidestepping, then eventually scored under the black dot and put Oakes to Rowe as well and truly in control of this game now. But that try should have been scored 10 seconds before it was scored, wasn't it?
It came with the pass, drifted to Greenwood, who dived and then picked up the ball and then straight through the gap. One-on-one is Greenwood, too big, too strong, and that's a quality try from the youngster. Awful pass, he had to dive Superman style to get it. Once he had, he just stepped away from the Batley defence and then sidestepped the fullback, puts the ball under the post, the fifth try for Hull KR. Five different scorers, this time it's big James Greenwood.
Yeah, too big, too strong, but I say Yorkies and Rovers now, they're just letting the ball do the work. Rather at times going into contact, they're just playing the numbers game there, and it's excellent play, and Batley at this moment in time, their shot. You know, the fitness levels now, they'll be kicking in from Hull KR, and it's quite simple now from James Webster. The message for the coach is simple. Don't go away from what we're doing. Make sure we keep the right attitude, the right enthusiasm, and we play at our tempo. And then this will be quite easy for Hull KR.
Kelly looking for the inside pass, bit of footwork. The ball's back inside to Kakin. Round the back it goes to Marsh, into the arms of Mims, who's on a hat-trick. He'll get that hat-trick. That's the best try of the game so far from Hull KR. Created initially by Albert Kelly, kept alive through a couple of pairs of hands, and the right centre Mims probably scores where the left hand centre would be, about 15 metres in from that touchline. Mims with a hat-trick, 34 points to 6, and that's quality, and that's the Super League quality that Hull KR have scoring.
It is indeed, and that's great rugby league football. As I say, just quick play the ball, Fawnley, and I said to him, well, I'll take a drive, I'll get us 20 metres up the field, quick play the ball, and it's just quick hands again, and it's Albert Kelly with that vision, just nice ball back inside, and I say, means once he went clear, 30 metres out, there was no stopping him, just at the side of the post there, and Oakingston Rovers, well, as they have been for the last 10 minutes in control, they are in total control now.
We're into the last minute. Smeaton gets away, the pass away to Bretherton, and Bretherton is brought down 10 metres away from the line. Davey again at dummy half, Rowe, little flat pass straight up the middle. That's a good drive from Adam Gledhill. You'd be disappointed from the Hull KR middles there, that was too easy. Good ball from the prop forward Alex Rowe, little short pass, and onto it, and like a bullet was Adam Gledhill, and he just crashes under the post to give Batley their second try of the game. They're going to score first and they're going to score last in this first half, Scully, but unfortunately for them, Hull KR have scored six in between.
Yeah, it is, and did I say, yeah, Batley, they'll just show you the quality of what they've got, and you know, if Oakes and Rovers, if they just want to put the cue on the rack, as the saying goes, then you know, Batley will creep back into this game. Yeah, as you just mentioned, it's been a great start for them, scoring the first 3 minutes and scored just in the last minute of the second half. But yeah, John Keir just a little bit of hope, but I say Oakes and Rovers in total control.
Blair steps in behind the markers and to his feet and plays the ball quickly. Lunt on the front foot, this is the last. He's got numbers on that far side. Good player from Lunt to Mantellato. The kick's back inside. That's a good try from Hull KR. Benny Kikane's the man who's there to pick up the ball and plonk it down. First try in the second half goes Hull KR's way. Again, it's that man Sean Lunt. Great vision from dummy half. Seeing that Mantellato was in space down his wing. It was the last tackle, but he kept the ball alive. Threw it to Mantellato. Mantellato's kick inside was perfectly weighted. Kikane had the easiest job of picking it up, putting it instantly back down. And that's the first try. Hull KR 40. Batley 12.
Yeah, Lunt just playing with that vision and awareness around the ruck area, and I say just plotting his way around there, and it's a great cut out pass again to Mantellato, and I just felt as though he could have maybe took the easy option of passing the ball back inside, but he thought no, I'll just make myself look a bit better. Nice little kick through, and well, Ben Cockayne, as all fullbacks should be doing, supporting back on the inside. Easy 4-pointer for Cockayne, and I say Oakingston Rovers with the first 4 points on the board in this second half. But Sean Lunt just showing all his classic quality. Play what you see, Craig. Play what you see. Play with your head up. And I say, and play with that vision and awareness.
Rovers leading 40 points to 12. Looking to add some more points to that ever-growing tally as Tills again with another good carry. Gets him to the 20-metre line. Lunt, who's been the star man so far for me, to Kelly. Kelly with the ball to Greenwood. Greenwood will just barge through, steps off his right foot. Nothing that the fullback Dave Scott could do there. It was one against five. He didn't know which one to take. In the end, he didn't take any, and Greenwood scores his second try of the game. 44 points to 12.
Again, it's just playing with what you're seeing, Halbert Kelly. It's an absolute peach of a pass there, and big Greenwood, well, he's got the big right step as well, danced around the fullback with no pressure there whatsoever. It's quality rugby league, and I say they're just finding out now, Hulky, sort of the deficiencies in the Batley Bulldogs defence. But Albert Kelly, play what you see, great pass, big Greenwood, too big, too strong, he goes over for another 4-pointer for Hulkingston Rovers.
Decent play of the ball again, and Clarkson picks the ball up, then finds Marsh with a great pull on the outside to Maurice Blair, and that's good play from Matty Marsh, but the line of running from Maurice Blair there, for any kids watching, was absolutely textbook. He was getting to the outside as he ran. His eyes were fixed on the defender. The defender's eyes were fixed him, and he was just getting to the outside of him. The pass was right on the money into the hole, and it, Rovers hit the 50-point mark. It's Hull KR 50, Batley Bulldogs 12. It was second row forward, Maurice Blair with the try.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we'll be the show. How that worked out there, Craig, it's quite simple. The halfback said to Maurice Blair, you just run at that gap because that's where I'm going to find you. I'm going to go to the defenders will come to me, you run at the gap. That's exactly what he did. The pass was weighted beautifully, hit the gap, and I say there was no stopping Maurice Blair. Great communication between the halfback and I say Matty Marsh, and I say Maurice Blair just making it all so easy, running at the gap, great pass. Excellent 4-pointer for Hulkingston Rovers. Great play to see. I love to see that with a halfback there. Just say to the big forward, listen, just run at the gap and I'll hit you. And that's exactly what he did. Great field position here. Hulkingston Rovers 10 metres away from the Batley Bulldogs try line.
Yep. Can they score? I'm going to back them in here. I think they score on this set. Scoey, back-to-back sets. They've just done six tackles. Can they do six more? Maurice Blair links with Leroy. There's no creativity from scrums anymore, Scully, is there? They don't know what a scrum move is these days. But Leroy just won out, just drove the ball forward. Now it's to Adam Walker. He will use his strength to go forward. He's made a couple of metres before he's brought down Clarkson. Now it's to Marsh. Marsh throws the dummy. The gap opened and shut very quickly as Rowan Brown.
I tell you what, mate, in my day, I wish I put front rows against me at the scrum. I'd have loved it.
Blair, further wide kick in. Numbers here. Thornley gets the pass away. Manlato jumping in the corner. Made it a little bit more theatrical than it needed to be. Almost stopped so he could jump in at the corner. Airborne, take the flag with him. And Rovers saw another try. That's the 10th one of the afternoon for them. Mantellato scores it, 56 points to 12.
Yeah, great try. And again, it was just all about pressure, wasn't it? And OKR, they've been down here now for the last 5 or 6 minutes. And you turn that pressure into points and straight from the scrum. And I say, a couple of play of the balls. Great width from Hulkington Rovers and Mantellato. Well, he was saying, I'm going to put a bit of show here. I'll just slow down, tease the Batley defence. Then I'm going for the big swallow dive and gets the 4-pointer. Great play, Hulkington Rovers.
James Davies at dummy half. Goes back to big Alex Rowe. Alex Rowe's to the line. Alex Rowe's over. Deserves that, the big unit. The big front row is going to get the final try of the game. Batley are going to score first on 3 minutes. They're going to score last on 79 minutes. They also got the last one on 40 in the first half. Unfortunately for them, there's been 10 Hull KR tries in between that. But the final word is going to go to the Bulldogs. Hull KR 58, Batley 16. Big Alex Rowe with the try.
Yeah, he's deserved it, hasn't he? He's deserved it. You know, he's been man of the match really all round for both sides, and his effort and commitment. And I was just feeling as though that I was just keeping it a little bit too tight from there. But Big Rowe says, hey, listen, I'm giving it one more effort here. I'm going to try and get the 4-pointer over. He's exactly done that. And as I say, he could go home very happy. So can all the Batley players as well with the performance they've put in this afternoon. It's just been Hulkingston Rover, too big, too strong, too much class. And I say that's got them over the game today. But Batley, you could take plenty of pride in this performance, boys.